I'm Mary Malott Schneider, and this is...
And I'm Patty Malott.
And Patty, what was your first memory of coming up north?
Well, I was about 11, almost 11 years old, and our first memory, we came up here with our very close family friends, the Doucettes. And so my first memory was just meeting a lot of new people here. The same core group of families has continued to come for more than 50 years that we've been coming here. Lots of fun, lots of water time, and activities planned by our parents.
Is there something in particular you look forward to every year?
I just look forward to coming up here every year. I'm the only member of our family who does come every year. When my family isn't here, I'm an honorary Doucette, and I love that. But it's just fun, especially now with the next generation of children, the great-nephews or grandchildren coming up, seeing them enjoy it just as much as we did.
Why is this place special to you?
I think it's special because it was a tradition started by our parents. You know, they always gave us the opportunity, even before we came here, we were doing up north vacations. It was such a tradition, and spending it with our close friends, the Doucettes, made it even that much more special.
Is there something from the old days that you really miss?
We really had a special time, especially when we were teenagers. There was a group of girls my age, probably about seven of us. We were very lucky that we had that opportunity to spend time together in the summer, doing special things like taking air mattresses out on the lake. Just those kinds of things were really fun, and you kind of miss that, you know, special time that we had when we were teenagers.
Okay. Do you have any special memories of the Holiday Acres crew members or family?
I do for my brother Michael. He really spent a lot of time, and maybe even had a little crush on Chris Zambot when he was a teenager, and I think that was kind of special.
And can you think of a Holiday Acres stories you've never told before?
I can't say there's any we've never told. We enjoy telling some more than the others that sometimes surprise the generation after us. For instance, when you and I went skinny dipping.
You weren't supposed to tell.
With a group of people.
Yes. In the dark.
In the dark.
Out at the island.
Which our other sister, you know, is so proud that she didn't do it, but.
She was younger. Do you remember your first Holiday Acres crush?
I didn't have a Holiday Acres crush. One year when we were, just before we went to college, I was still underage that summer. A couple of us were. But we went into town and got into some of the beer bars. We were very proud that we didn't get carded. And we met some boys from town, we had a, you know, 2-week friendship with them, and it was fun. I even invited one back to play tennis with my dad, and he was like, he's a little too young, he's young, and I need to play tennis with him, but he did, and he made a good showing.
Okay. Do you think things have changed since you were younger?
No, I think the tradition, maybe a little less parents at the bar at night or with their cocktail parties, but the water time, the camaraderie, and everything else is still very, very, very strong.
Do you think this type of vacation is more or less important these days?
I think it's more important these days. Families are really, you know, kids are much more in many more activities. You know, just the time to kick back and enjoy some, you know, true fun, simple fun is very important.
And stay off their devices and watch TV. And, what do you hope your niece's nephews will get out of coming up north?
The same thing we did, the same tradition. I mean, I can remember when, for instance, your children were little, we'd ask them, you know, where would you rather go? Disneyland? You know, we gave them like so many choices, or Holiday Acres. The answer was always Holiday Acres. I think just that tradition and that special time is so important.
Let's see. What do you, is there anything else you want to me or your siblings to know?
No, just that I valued all our time up here. And, you know, I just thank our parents that they started this tradition for us and gave us the opportunity to have this. It wasn't always easy for them to drag us up here or to spend the money, you know, to come up here, but they always made sure that we had this experience and made it really fun for us.
And we used to come up for 2 weeks at a time instead of just one, so we were here pretty long. What are some memories of your parents up here?
Well, I always remember my dad was always an early riser. He'd get up and play tennis with Dr. Carpenter, and then they'd go back to one of our cottages and have raspberries. That was their special thing to have together. And then, you know, every once in a while, almost every year, Dad would do the blueberry pancakes, and people would just cycle through the cabin, and you know, we'd just clean dishes up as they came through and just kept feeding, you know, massive amounts of pancakes to people. You know, we had the traditions, you know, just as we do today, of the candy hunt. They always had a marshmallow roast on one night where if you wanted a marshmallow, you had to perform something. And so we always had a lot of very simple but so much fun.
And they started the ding-a-ling tournament back in that day when our parents were coming up here too, the tennis tournament. And they'd pair up different partners. Didn't necessarily have to be your own family. We were all intermingled and were part of the tournament. Let's see.
Is there anything special you remember that I didn't mention?
I just, you know, enjoy seeing, I still do, you know, getting to see the families that you don't normally get to see. There's some who don't come up here anymore, and we always talk about trying to get them together. We were just talking last night about trying to have a winter get-together with all the families, and so it's not just up here, so the people who can't come or make it, maybe we can try to get a big group together in the winter and celebrate that way. We did that several years, a long way back. Two of the families took turns, and we did it for 2 years, had a Holiday Acres winter party. I'd like to see that rekindled and done again. I just love having my grandchildren be able to enjoy it too, and now get to go tubing and on the boats and go fishing and just spend time with all the kids on the beach. And it's getting to be where it was years ago with kids everywhere. I mean, it's an explosion. The problem I'm seeing now is there's not enough space for this group anymore for this week. So I would like it if somehow we could. I know you can't make more room, but it's like it's getting to be a fight to get a cottage or a fight to get a room. I was 8 when we started coming up, so I would really like to be able to keep coming up and enjoying the people and family.
Yeah, I noticed as my nieces start having children, you know, they were maybe coming every other year or, you know, just when they could. And now they're all starting to have children, and they want to have this tradition too. So I think we'll be seeing them come more regularly as well.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you, Mary.